today. Oh, we're just getting going. Couple of old sleepyheads on our big old comfy couch. Right, Molly? Oh, come on, Molly. It's a brand new day. And look who's here to play with us. Oh, boy. Look at you. Ooh, tangles. Oh, you have tangles, honest. Lots of them. Molly hates getting her tangles out, so she's avoiding it by pretending she doesn't have any. You do, Molly, really. Check it out. It's okay. It's not your fault. It's just something that happens sometimes when you're sleeping. But don't you worry. I'll just comb them all out for you. Yes, Way. Oh, you gotta get your tangles out, Molly. Right? I mean, you couldn't go around with tangly hair all day. That would be messy. Now, where's my comb? It's important to take care of ourselves. And, nope. And our dolls, because... Oh, aha! Here it is. The comb. Now, Molly, oh, please, just sit still. Combing and brushing our hair is just one of those things we all have to do every day. It's like a little promise we make to our very own selves. And you gotta keep promises to yourself. It's important. Like when I promised myself to stretch on my clock rug every day. Well, yes. You think I should go do my clock rug stretch? Right now. 'Cause I promised. Well, fine. Okay, Miss Smarty Pants, I'll do it. After, it's tangles out time for you. No way out. Deal? Some dolls. I promised myself that every day I'd get up and stretch on my clock rug so I won't feel all yucky and stodgy. So, here goes. I see. Is some doll forgetting that a deal is a deal? Oh, well, good girl. Okay. What? Molly! Here we go. I'll just take... Oh, boy. That hat's really on there. And... boy, are these ties really tangled. Here, Molly, you hold the comb. Let's see. Oh, these are really tied tight. Chin up a little bit. How did you get these tied so tight? Oh, boy. This knot is not cooperating. And, wait, hold still, Molly. Just, oh, boy.
Ah!
trouble. I can't get this undone. Sorry, Molly. Well, I can still comb the ends and get those tangles out. Now, well, where did the comb go? Right, Molly. I am not going to be distracted by that old argument about dust bunnies and forget about your hair. No way, Miss Molly. Now, here's the deal. We are going to go out to Granny's to get help to get your hat off. And then you are going to have your hair combed out, okay? Come on, Molly. Or my name isn't Lunette the Clown.
Meow.
Listen here, Mr. Itchy Fritz. You've got to have your flea bat. That's the rules around here. Come on. Time to face the music.
Hi, Granny. Hi, Snickle Fritz.
Oh, that cat. Hello, Lunetka. Oh, hello, Molly. Oh, it's not going to rain today, little Molinka. You can take off your hat.
No, she can't. Well, I mean, I can't. Anyways, it's not on for rain.
Huh?
Well, you see, Granny, Molly tied her hat on too tight, and now I can't undo it. And that was her big idea, because she doesn't want me to comb through her hair, and it's all full of tangles.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta get the tangles out, right?
Well, I think so. That's the rules around here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them anyway, along with flea bats. Well, I think I can give you some help with those knotty tangles.
Oh, thanks, Granny.
Okay. Oh, Kapusta! These are some knots under here. They're tangled up.
Okay, hey, here comes Major Bedhead. Maybe he can help. Then again, maybe not.
Package! Package! Package and a postcard!
Major Bedhead!
At your service! Being a unicycle courier, I always do my best.
Well, that's the best do I ever seen on you.
Do? What do?
Hair do.
It's, very long today.
Well, yes, it is long, sort of. I mean, maybe one or two are. I mean, you know, kind of just a teensy-weensy bit, sort of.
Face it, Bedhead.
What?
It's time to get your hairs cut.
No way! I am not getting my hair cut! That's the silliest thing I've ever heard! No, never, 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 no way, and no, and that's final!
Are you sure?
I don't mind the way it slithers, so Barber Man, don't draw those scissors. Over my ears and past my shoulders grow. I don't wanna get it cut, you know. Ain't no way I'm gonna clip it. Ain't got no time to go and snip it. Any which way the whistling wind will blow, over my shoulders, past my elbow, past my elbows to my knees. Now my friends have started flipping. I let it slide, man, it's a breeze. Though they say that I'll start tripping, yeah, but I don't mind, I don't care, and I won't cut my hair. I'll let it grow, I won't get it cut, I just won't get a haircut, I just won't get it cut. I won't get a haircut. You can't make me get it cut. I won't get a haircut.
Major Bedhead, isn't it kind of hard to do your job with your hair so long? I mean, doesn't it get in your eyes?
Well, no, but... Yeah.
bad head. That's dangerous, riding your unicycle when you cannot see right.
You could get hurt.
What am I gonna do? I have to do my job as a courier. And my hair is getting in my eyes.
Don't you worry your pretty little... I mean your pretty big head. Today is your lucky day.
It is?
Yep. I'll cut your hair right here at Garbanzo's Clip Joint.
Granny, you're a barber?
Well, sort of. I used to be in the circus. I cut all the hair for all the clowns.
You did?
I did, and I even braided the ponies' tails.
Gee, Granny, I don't think I would look good in a ponytail.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll just give you a nice trim. Just right. What do you say?
Well, gee, I don't know. Okay.
Good for you, Snick. Get the pole, and I'll need a nice stool for Bedhead to sit on. Oh, and the scissors.
Scissors? Oh, no. Are there going to be scissors?
Major Bedhead, if you want, you could borrow Molly while you're getting your hair cut to snuggle.
Oh, thanks, Lunette. Thanks, Molly. Hey, nice hat. But there's not going to be any rain today.
She knows.
Everything is almost ready. Welcome to Garbanzo's Clip Joint, where you always get the style with a smile.
What does that mean, Granny?
It means there's going to be a nice show for Bedhead while he gets his hairs cut. A puppet show.
A puppet show?
You betcha. Lunetka, you go into my cart and you will find my little puppets and you can do a funny show for us while I trim.
Oh.
Him.
Okay, sure, I will. Well, one puppet show coming up. Come on.
Oh, boy, there's going to be a puppet show just for us.
Here they are. Hey, Snick. Oh, you'll want to get a good seat up there because I'm putting on a puppet show, and it's called the Royal Tickle Day.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it would be better M-O-H. That's Mitt Out Helmet.
Once upon a time, there was a little clown named Moody who was having a nice day. Oh, what a nice day! I wonder where my friend Paunch is.
Moody! Good news!
Good news? Tell me what?
It's Royal Tickle Day. The princess is coming to count all her royal subjects with her royal feather. Every clown will get counted and tickled. See ya! I've got to tell every clown today we get tickled.
Oh dear, Royal Tickle Day. Oh no, I don't want to be counted or tickled. Oh dear. I'm afraid of being counted. That feather probably hurts and I don't even know the princess.
He's afraid.
Her royalness is coming. Come on, Moody, let's go. It's our turn soon.
I'm not coming.
You're not coming? Moody, why not?
Because I don't want to, that's why.
Are you afraid of being counted and tickled?
I bet he is.
Maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
Well, I know. I'll go and get counted first and tell you what it is like.
Oh dear, I don't want to. They can't make me. I know, I'll hide. And Moody did. So he wouldn't have to face the music and be counted or tickled with a feather.
Moody, it was fun, and the princess is really pretty and really nice. And the... Moody, where are you? Oh, boy, he's gone, and the princess is almost here.
Oh, dear. There will be a brief intermission while the princess gets here. Major Bedhead, I need Molly. Oh, thanks.
What?
Molly, would you like to be the princess? Oh, good. Well, Here's your feather. And the tiara. Oh, Molly, I'm sorry, but the tiara won't fit over your hat. Well, that's okay. You can be the Fisher Princess, okay? The intermission will be over in 1 minute.
Don't you think it's a little, short?
Oh, hold your horse. Here.
Ooh, perf.
The Fisher Princess was getting closer with her big feather, ready to count her last little clown. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I do want to meet the princess, really. And I do want to be counted. Oh, dear. I guess I'll just... do it! The princess saw the little clown. She held out her feather. He bravely stepped forward, and she counted him with a tickle, and he liked it. This is fun! There was nothing to be scared of. Goodbye, princess, and thanks. Oh, nice hat!
Moody, there you are. Did you...
I did. I got counted. I faced the feather.
I'm proud of you, Moody.
I'm proud of me, too. And that's the story of Little Moody and the Royal Tickle Day. The end.
Yay!
Yay! Woo-hoo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that was fun. Major Bedhead, how was your haircut?
Oh, it was okay. I'll do it again someday. In a year or two.
Yes, Bedhead. You look like a real courtier again.
I do? Well, that's good, because I just remembered. Package for Molly the doll.
Oh, Molly, it's for you. Here, I'll read the card to you. Oh, it's from you-know-who. Dear little Molly... That's you.
On my travels around this wacky world, I've noticed that clowns have many different ways to fix their hair. But when I saw these special little barrettes at the Pugwash Police Academy Crafts Fair, well, I just had to get them to send to you. Enjoy. Love you like a crazy.
Auntie Macassar. Ooh.
Ooh, let's see.
Look, barrettes. Oh, Molly, do you want me to put them in your hair? Okay, but... oh, your hat. We can't get it off.
I got just the stuff for that hat. The Snickle Fritz Whisker Spritz. I invented it myself. For when Snick's whiskers get all tangled. Watch.
Yay!
Yay!
At last!
Made from sunflowers. That's my secret. Oh, and as for you, Mr. Itchy Fritz, it is time for your bath. At last!
Oh, little buddy, don't run from it. Go for it, just like me and my haircut. Sometimes it's just time.
Like right now. Time to face the music.
Hey, why don't I be the one to give you your bath? I've never done that before. What do you say?
Bath time!
Well, it's tangle time for us. Come on, Molly, let's go. Well, bye. We're gonna head home.
Head home? That's funny. Goodbye, my little friends.
So, Molly... are you ready to face the music? I promise I'll be very gentle. Good girl. Molly's ready to get her hair tangles out. There. See? Don't you look pretty? Molly was very good. She didn't cry or squirm or anything. And see how nice she looks? Nice and neat. It's important for little clowns to be neat, right? Mm-hmm. What mess on the floor? Hey! Well, oh no! Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? Well, there's no avoiding it. I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Do you like your pretty hair? Good. I like it, too. But you know what I like even better than your hair? You. Your own self. Mm-hmm. I like how when I combed and brushed your hair, you sat so still, you didn't squirm or wiggle or anything. You were a very brave doll. Yep, you were. You faced the music. And now I'd like to face the music. The lullaby kind. Let's snuggle. We might even have a tiny little nap. Okay? Well, thanks for coming over. Toodles, come again soon. Rock-a-bye, Lunette. And the clown jumped over the moon.
Oh.